Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Glory to God. I know y'all are happy about that. Glory to God that the Bible, hot dog, we got something that is absolutely right that we can, glory to God, depend on with our very life, glory to God. Well, beloved, you know we're in the book of Proverbs. The Lord began to, about what, 2 years ago now, maybe? I don't know how long ago. To start in the book of Proverbs, we're in the 20th chapter. We're at the 23rd verse, glory to God. The 20th chapter, the 23rd verse. And I'm going to read it in three translations, okay? The King James Bible says, "Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good." And then in the Tanakh, the Jewish Bible, it says, "False weights are an abomination to the Lord. Dishonest scales are not right." And the Positive Thinking Bible, which I like it because it makes things so clear so many times, it says, "The Lord hates dishonest scales and dishonest weights, so don't cheat." And then in verse 10 in the Positive Thinking Bible, it says, "Two things the Lord hates are dishonest scales and dishonest measures." Well, I want to deal with scales and measures tonight, but because in the King James Version it says, "And a false balance is not good," I want to deal with that first, to move that to one side so we can get to dishonest scales and dishonest weights, okay? It says here in King James Version 2023, "Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good." Now, false balance is not good. God wants us to live balanced lives. Amen. We're a three. When you get into the Bible, you find out that in his Godhead, God is triune. He's three distinct persons in his Godhead. He's one God, three distinct persons. And he made us in his image and after his likeness. And you get into the Word of God and you find out that you're a three-part being or a tripart being. You're actually a spirit who lives in a body, and you have a soul, your soulish realm, your reasoning, your thinking. Amen? You're a spirit, and you live in a body because there's many disembodied spirits out in the world. Amen? But we have a body. We live in a body, and we have a soul. And not only do we have to, what I want to say is, sometimes when a person becomes born again, they think that God is only concerned about the spiritual, and that's the only thing they're supposed to pay attention to, and they don't want to cook meals for the family. They don't want to go out and work. They don't want to do only thing they – anytime you talk to them, "Oh, brother, we got to fast and pray, brother. We got to pray. God wants us to pray and fast." That's true. That's true. God does want us to pray, and there are seasons when we fast. But also, the Bible says that a false balance is not good. God, do you realize The Bible says that God made the heavens and the earth. He didn't just make heavenly things. He made earthly things. Amen? And so the Bible says a false balance is not good. You have to train yourself and bring yourself around to the knowledge and understanding that out of the book Ecclesiastes, for instance, it says there's a time for everything. There's a time and a season for everything. So there is the time when you spend time in the Word and with God. Amen? And that's wonderful. And it can be so peaceful and so nice that you don't want to come out of there. You want to stay in that wonderful place in His presence. But the Bible says that a false balance is not good. If the house needs to be clean, after you get through enjoying God, you should get up and clean the house. Amen? After you get through spending time in prayer, it's time for you to get up and go off to work because your family counts on you to bring home that income. Yeah, but God can cause $100 bills to come down from the sky. We're not talking about God's ability. He can do anything. He can do anything. The question is not God's ability. The question is a false balance is not good. Remember what I said earlier. God not only created spiritual things, the heavens, but He also created the earth, earthly things. He wants us to take care of our bodies as well as He wants us to spend time with Him. Amen. Some people, they're so into spiritual things that they don't realize that there needs to be a balance. Amen. There's the time when you do spend with the Father. But then there's also the time when you need to see about your physical temple. The Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Could you imagine coming up to God's temple and the shingles are falling off the windows and the doors ajar and it's poorly painted and wind lashed and the boards are creaking and all kinds of animals going in and out, dirt all over the place. No, you wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want that. Amen. You wouldn't want that in your own house if you live there. Amen. There's nothing wrong with having things nice and in order and beauty. Amen. And having the presence of God. Amen. It's not one or the other. It's not a zero-sum game. You can have a beautiful family and beautiful place that you live in and beautiful things, and you can have God at the same time. Amen. You just have to be careful that you don't make idols out of things. You don't fall into idolatry where you're so busy thinking about the things and working on the things that you're ignoring God. You know, anything can become an idol. What's an idol, Pastor? An idol is something that you pay attention to and you serve. If you're paying a great deal of attention to something and serving it, amen, it can be your heart can go out to it. You can be so involved with your heart. You think about it all the time. You dream about it. You cogitate on it. You want to do it all the time. That, whoa, look out. That's a dangerous place to be because that thing is stealing your heart. That thing is stealing your time, and you're starting to serve it. You have to be very careful in the things of God. And it isn't so much that God is jealous. That's not it, God, the jealousy thing. But it's the thing of you have to – a false balance is not good. You have to keep things in balance. Amen? God, and see, if you keep things in balance, you can retain everything. But if something gets out of balance, then God has to come in and do some correcting. Amen? And you may not like the correcting. He might tell you things you really don't want to hear. If He was to tell you, I want you to get rid of that thing. Amen? You wouldn't want to get rid of it because you like it so much. So you have to train yourself to keep things in balance. You have to keep a balance. You know, the Bible says a strong man in the book of Proverbs, it says a strong man retains riches. How does he retain riches? By not setting his heart on them. Another verse says, if, excuse me, I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness, I sneezed. In another verse, it says, if riches increase, set not your heart upon it. Amen. You can have all things are lawful for you, the Bible says, as a son or a daughter of the living God. All things are lawful unto you, but you have to guard your heart. You don't want something to come in and begin to steal your heart, to steal your heart away from God. You know that happened to Solomon, a man who greatly loved God in the beginning. But over time, different things happened. And then he married so many wives, and his wives, he got so taken up with the women that his heart was not right with God. He got to the place where he was actually building idol temples, actually the other gods all around Jerusalem to satisfy these women. His heart went out. They got his heart. They got to his heart. You can't let something else get to your heart, beloved, and steal God's place. That is not good. And that's what it says here. A false balance is not good. It's not good if you let that happen. Don't let that happen. God is number one. He is so wonderful. He protects you. He's kept you. He's fed you. He's made you what you are. And you got to realize that and keep other things in. Listen, pastor is not telling you don't have other things, okay? You can have other things, but just keep them in check. Don't let it get out of balance where you're doing the other things so much that there's some days you go to sleep, you haven't even spent any time with God. You haven't spent any time. I'm talking about real time in the Word. I ain't talking about you glanced at a verse and kept going, okay? I'm talking about you really. And see, if you love somebody, with my wife, I don't have to spend a gigantic amount of time with her, but I got to see her every day. I mean, I got to look at her and see she's okay, and I look at her and say, you're all right. Yeah, okay, you're okay, and go on about my business. Amen? See? I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying. You know when things start to get a little bit out of balance. And see, with your Heavenly Father, He loves you so much. He loves you so much, glory to God, that He doesn't want things to get, because if things get out of balance spiritually, you'll start to dry up. You'll start to dry up. And you'll become like a desert. Amen. You'll just be there, but there'll be no life there. There'll be no life. There'll be no fervency. There'll be no intensity, sincerity. You won't be able to speak into people's lives anymore. You'll feel, and the further you get away from the flame, the more you'll cool down. You won't speak with the fire that you used to speak with. And slowly but surely, things will get darker and darker and darker. And see, it's such a slow process, you won't even notice it until pretty soon you don't even enjoy the things of God anymore. To tell you the truth, you don't even want to go to church no more. You want that thing that's exciting you. That's what you want. You don't even, I mean, you might go to church out of duty or something, but it's just routine. Amen? You don't want God to become routine. Amen? He's your Savior, glory to God. Do you realize you're going to spend, if you're born again, you're going to spend eternity with Him? Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. And so, beloved, a false balance is not good, just like the Word of God says. I'm a little past the commercial. Hold on. I'll be right back after the commercial.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're talking about Proverbs 20:23, and we talked about the latter part of that verse in the King James. A false balance is not good, and we were talking about you can become lopsided in your life. Careful, you're more, you enjoy worldly things more than you enjoy your Heavenly Father. And it's a thing that you really have got to learn to balance, because you take us as children of God. We have responsibilities, and you have to meet your responsibilities, and there's so many things that you need to do. And you can slip into ignoring God, not because you don't love Him, but because you've got so many responsibilities and so many things to do. Amen? And what I say, I'm not the end-all and the be-all. I just give you a few things that I do. I like to write down, keep a list of things that I have to do, so that in the back of my mind, I'm not wondering, am I forgetting something? Am I forgetting something? When the Holy Spirit brings something to my mind, what I need to do, I write it down. And then when it's time to spend time with God, I can go spend time with God, because I don't have to worry about the things that I have to, because it's written down. And then something magical, something supernatural happens. I'm telling you. Okay, I'll give you a quick example. It's just like tithing. You know, when you first started tithing, you wondered, I'm having a hard time paying all my bills using 100% of my income. How am I going to give God 10% and pay my bills with 90% with less money? But you found out after you tried it that somehow, some way, all the bills get paid. It's miraculous. Amen. And it's the same thing with spending time with God. You got a whole list of things you got to do. I find that if I ignore God and go at the list is so long, I try to do all those things, I wrestle all day. And then at the end of the day, I am worn out. I'm tired. I hit that bed and sleep like a stone. Amen. But I've found, and it's supernatural, that when you spend time with God first, then when you go to do what you have to do, many times the things that you needed to do, they're already resolved or done. Or the Holy Spirit, the anointing, makes everything easier. And you do things in record time. God, in other words, what I'm saying is, just like you wonder, how can you pay your bills with just 90%, but miraculously it's done? Well, you wonder, if I spend time with God in the month, how am I going to get all this stuff done? I got 3 pages of things to do. It's miraculous. God steps in, and it goes just like that. He causes things to go. The Holy Ghost causes things to go bam, 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 bam. Then I look at the list, and I say to myself, wow, that was fast. How did all this get done? All of this just God. Then I realize God did it. Amen? God did it. And so it's something that you're going to have to practice. But just remember what the Bible says. A false balance is not good. Not all worldly stuff, not all spiritual stuff. There's a time, the Bible says, there's a time for everything. There's a time for the spiritual. And then there's a time for the natural. There's time to spend time with the family. Just to walk around the mall or walk through the park. Do some, you know, just fun stuff. Go get some ice cream. There's time for that. Amen. Oh, no, God only wants us to fast and pray. No, that's what you think. That's what you think. But you'll find that He wants you to do natural stuff too. Amen? I'm telling you. Now, let's take the second half of this verse. We got tremendously less time, but that's okay. God will help us. Amen. It says, diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord. And then let's get to the positive thinking Bible because of time. It says, the Lord hates dishonest scales and dishonest weights, so don't cheat. Now, what's dishonest scales and dishonest weights? A lot of you already know what it is, but there might be somebody out there that don't understand what it is. Back in the old days, you ever see that picture of Justice? She's got a blindfold on, and with one hand she's holding a scale, and it's the scale where it looks like a teeter-totter. If you put weights on one end, the other end goes up in the air. Then if you put weights on the one that's up in the air, more weights on it. It comes down, the other one comes up. Amen? Well, the merchants back in the old days, people would come, and let's say you were a merchant that dealt in grain, wheat, okay? The person would come to you, and let's say they would say, I want a pound of grain, okay? So what they would do is they put a pound weight on one side, and then on the other side there'd be a bag, and they'd pour grain in it. And when the two came level, when the top half got the same amount of weight as the bottom, the weights would come up and they'd be level. And when the scale was level, you know you got a pound of grain, okay? And then you pay for your pound of grain. Well, dishonest merchants discovered that they could increase by just a tiny bit, they can increase decrease, they could decrease the weight on the one side, so that when they had to ladle out grain, the person would get less wheat. They wouldn't get a whole measure. You could cheat them by skimming. It was called skimming. Give them a little bit. Now, what they found out is if you could skim a little bit from hundreds of people, over time, that would the skim would add up to a whole bushel or bag of grain. And that grain, because the people were paying for it, that grain, when they sold that was all profit. That was pure profit. So dishonest merchants discovered how they could cheat people by falsifying the weights and falsifying the scales, making dishonest scales, amen, by manipulating the scales. But what that did was that was cheating people. They were cheating people. And that's why the Positive Thinking Bible says the Lord hates dishonest scales and dishonest weights. So don't cheat. So it boils down to that the whole thrust of the verses is that God hates dishonesty. God hates dishonesty, particularly in business. He hates dishonesty. This verse says, in effect, that dishonesty is not only a sin, it's an abomination to God. Remember, King James Version, diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord. And then in the Tanakh, it says, false weights are an abomination to the Lord. So not only is it not only does God hate it as a sin, but it's an abomination to God, and he hates it, and it's not right. Amen? Now, what's an abomination? From the Practical Word Studies in the New Testament, Volume 1, page 6, I quote to you what abomination is. It means, quote, to detest or detestable, something that's detestable, becoming sick with nausea. An abomination is God gets sick with nausea when people are dishonest. Also, you'll notice that in Leviticus, when it talks about a man sleeping with another man, it says that's an abomination to God. It's nausea to him. It makes him feel sick. It makes him feel nauseous. Amen? But the thrust of these verses is that God hates dishonesty. Adam Clark worked for a silk merchant who suggested that he should scratch the silk when measuring it for a customer. Adam's reply was, "Your silk may scratch, sir, but my conscience won't." In other words, instead of just laying the silk out and cutting the amount that the customer wanted. If you scratched it and then you cut it, after when it comes back to itself, the customer actually gets less silk. If you give them less silk but at the same price, you make money. You say, but I don't quite understand that. Okay. You go to get a candy bar now. Go to get a candy bar. I'm trying to think of a candy bar. I went to get a candy bar, one of my favorite candy bars. And what I discovered was the packaging was the same, the writing on the outside was the same, but when I opened it up, the candy bar itself was a little thinner. It was thinner, amen. And so by making it thinner, everything else was the same, but the candy itself was less. Price was the same. So the merchant knows if I charge the same amount, but I put in a little bit less and I skim from millions of people, I end up with more profit because I'm putting less actual candy out. Amen. Now, so we're talking about being dishonest and stealing. And God, the living God said, thou shalt not steal. In Exodus 20:15, he said, thou shalt not steal. Now listen to what the Life Application Bible has to say about dishonesty, because these verses talk about dishonesty. Listen to what this says. Dishonest scales refer to the loaded scales a merchant might use in order to cheat customers. Dishonesty is a difficult sin to avoid. It is easy to cheat if we think no one is looking. Listen to this. But dishonesty affects the very core of a person. It makes him untrustworthy and untrusting. It eventually makes him unable to know himself or relate to others. Don't take dishonesty lightly. Even the smallest portion of dishonesty contains enough of the poison of deceit to kill your spiritual life. If there is any dishonesty in your life, tell God about it now, unquote. Did you hear that? Don't take dishonesty lightly. Even the smallest portion of dishonesty contains enough of the poison of deceit to kill your spiritual life. You see that? The person thinks they're getting over by being dishonest, but what it does, it goes down into their conscience, and they know they're being dishonest. And pretty soon the person knows they're being dishonest, and then they know they can't be trusted, and people know they can't be trusted. So we find that dishonesty, dishonest scales, when you cheat people, dishonesty is a slow-acting poison that kills your spiritual life. It takes you to the place where you cannot trust yourself and you cannot trust others. If you have deceit within you, get rid of it right now. God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you if you got any form of deceit, because that deceit will work on you and it'll kill your spiritual life. Glory to God. Jesus gives you victory over all sin if you will confess it and forsake it. Beloved, I say to you, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Tell God about every sin, and he'll forgive you. And the Bible says he will even cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Because he said that sin shall not have dominion over you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. But he causes you to triumph. Glory to God. I want to close. I'm behind schedule. I want to close with blessing you tonight. Glory to God. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Get rid of dishonesty. A false balance is abomination to the Lord. God bless you. See you next week. This has been The Bible as the Answer. I love you. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's the Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.